I do all this. I do my Campfire Girl emblems on my girls' t-shirts. Since we're Horizons, the girls want to belong to, well, we have a good organization as a Campfire Girl.
Yeah.
But the older girls don't get to do as much as the little ones, the middle sized ones.
Yeah.
And the big girls feel out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we had a meeting here at my home, and the older girls decided they want to have a Campfire Girl emblem on the back of a t-shirt. So when we go to places like parks, museums, they're notified. They see who they are and what they are. And we got on our back, Campfire Girls, Alamo Castle of Campfire Girls, Horizon Club, and we are the best. And that's what we got on it. Up in front, each girl I put on a t-shirt, love, the world is beautiful. Each girl has a different sign on the front, but
I
in the back is a Campfire Girl emblem. Of course, I got Peanut in the front.
Peanut?
In the animal, in the funny papers. You know Peanut?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got him in the front and Campfire Girl in the back. And then I got underneath it, Leader. And all the girls says, now we're different. So we went up to camp, and everybody said, where'd you get your shirts? Well, this is our personal buttons. This is ours.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up our age, then you could have one.
Mm-hmm.
But before you know it, everybody wanted one, and they went to the animal council and asked if they could have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said that it was all right as long as they got somebody to do it.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't got anybody so
far.
They're just
going
to have to wait till they get old enough, because this is something different.
Well, how do you do this anyway?
This is liquid embroidery. You have a stamp book,
yeah,
and then you iron it, and then you liquid embroider it. You just got just like a regular pencil.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a whole case, two cases of matter, and then I had a glitter.
Uh-huh.
And it just, I guess my son picked it up when he was up here last. He just thought it belonged to his wife, and he just whacked it up enough he went.
Uh-huh.
But I had to order a new set this morning so that I could have it. But I have a seahorse up in front of a t-shirt, and it's all in this liquid embroidery. And the seahorse is in glitter. You can wash it in hot water, cold water.
It
will not fade. It will not come out.
Huh.
Now you bring me a pair of your pants and I'll work over. My daughter
I would have brought some if I'd known. That's great.
My daughter has a Western outfit that has roses all the way down here, all on both sides, on her cuffs.
Yeah.
Around her collar and down to the front.
Oh, beautiful.
And then on the back, it's a big old steer that I had put on there.
Yeah. Does she ride or anything?
Yeah, she rides horses.
Uh-huh.
She has a girlfriend that has a horse, and she rides with her.
Yeah. I always wanted a horse. Every Christmas, I ask
That's what her daddy, that's what she's been asking her daddy. Daddy, get me a horse. He said, time of, I feed a horse here, I could feed you three or four times.
That's what my daddy always said. I never got the horse either.
No, but she has... Now, she wanted a 10-speed. Well, she bought it herself. And
money she'd earned?
She's babysitted, and then she worked as a model. And little money that she got, she saved it.
Uh-huh.
And her dad said, now, spend it wisely. You know how to spend your money, because you know how hard it is to earn it.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, Daddy. Then she went, and when Kathy Reinhardt was our director here, Elizabeth and other girls in my group went up there to ask her if she knew if they could have a pep squad for Campfire Girls.
Mm-hmm.
For the older girls. Have something for them to do. Show off.
Mm-hmm.
And not only show off, to show them what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy said it was all right. But she didn't talk to the directors or anything. She just gave my daughter the okay.
Mm-hmm.